More than 40 years ago, Maya Angelou was invited to Wichita to speak at a WSU forum on November 2nd, 1973.
I'm very proud to be on this campus for the obvious reason that I'm about the business of sharing my existence, very serious about it. I'm particularly glad to be at this campus because you did the play, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings is her best-selling 1969 autobiography and later a play, the first in a 7-volume series covering topics such as identity, rape, racism, and literacy. Jean Elliott is a retired WSU advisor and ethnic studies professor.
My introduction to her was I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and I just, to this day, I've got all her books, but that would still be my favorite. And I used it in a lot of my classes, too, as a teaching tool.
At some point, the question is put to me, but Miss Angelou, I mean, how did you really, you had it so bad. Raped early, an illegitimate child, poverty, and gee, look at you. And what is unknown to sociologists or anthropologists or hysteriologists is that there's a great deal of love and laughter in the black community.
She had charm and she had so many different gifts. I mean, she could sing.
That is an eucalypso bebop.
She could dance, she could write literature, she could write poetry, her talents were so multifaceted that, you could always find something that attracted you to her. She wasn't one-dimensional at all.
How indeed do a people survive? How? Except by their heroes. We forget that because somebody was successful at Tomming, we are here today for me to talk to you about it. Hello. Hello, world. When that man shuffled, and yes, the boss, you sure right, yes, sir. You don't know how thick was that lump in his throat, but he kept a job so he could keep some kids alive. When that woman took that white woman's slap and said, that didn't hurt me none, miss, at all. You don't know. We live in direct relationship to the heroes we have.
Dr. George Rogers is the former chair of the Department of Minority Studies at Wichita State.
She's a lady that when she spoke to you in any kind of conversational way, you'd kind of lean your head towards her and make sure you didn't miss a word. And the significance of the tone and of her voice, it was so unique that if you ever spoke with her, you'd always know who it was if she spoke to you again.
After a speaking engagement on campus, Rogers asked Angelou to be a distinguished professor. She spent a month at WSU in March of 1974.
She stayed here at the house and taught the classes at Wichita State and had a number of presentations that she made in various places in the city. She really was quite fond of Wichita.
Dr. Angelou endeared herself to Roger's wife. He says she also inspired all three of his daughters.
And there was no way that any one of them would do anything negative around Dr. Angelou. Now they might do it around me, but they wouldn't do anything negative around her.
Dr. Rogers and Dr. Angelou remained friends over the years, right up until her death. In the early 80s, Angelou got a permanent professorship at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem. Jean Elliott won the chance to be a guest at Maya Angelou's home after her husband bid at a WSU alumni auction. Elliott says Angelou was inundated by fans.
And I noticed, if we'd go someplace for lunch, we could eat our lunch. She never could get a bite because there was constantly people hanging over her, asking questions, and she never would get to eat a bite. So we tried not to pester her with too many, questions.
Elliott says Angelou's home was very spacious, with decks leading out to the gardens.
And she had the most beautiful gardens with statues, like there was a statue of Sojourner Truth and a statue of Frederick Douglass. And I just loved in the evening to be able to go out and roam through these gardens and see all these statues that she'd collected through the years.
On December 20th, 1996, the Maya Angelou Library was dedicated in Wichita. As a city council member at the time, it was something Dr. Rogers passionately sought, to have the library named after his longtime friend.
She spoke at the library, at the dedication and so forth, and then she spoke at Wichita State. And people were from the student union at Wichita State, they were all around the block and all out on 17th Street and every place. And they closed it three times. And Maya had them reopen the lines for anybody that had been standing out there waiting to have their book signed so she could sign them. And that's the kind of person she was.
I believe that I must tell you, you may encounter many defeats, but you must never be defeated. Never. The diamond is a result of extreme pressure. Less pressure, it's crystal. Less than that, it's fossilized leaves. Less than that, it's just dirt. A pearl is the result of the oyster dealing with an irritant. The oyster gets a little grain of sand in and lays over a layer of nacre and another layer, and he says, it's still pinching me. He lays over another and another, and he comes up with a pearl. I don't know whether the oyster cares about the pearl, but I do know that he stops being irritated. So I seem to feel that that's what my life is about, and that's what I intend to do. I need your help. I need your love. Your love. That's what it really, I want it all from all of you. I give you mine.
For KMEW News, I'm Carla Echols.